All right, our buzz listener, as Scotty said, is in the
witness protection program.
Yeah, she doesn't want to come to court today because of who she is putting on trial. She's a smart woman.
Mm-hmm.
She's putting her mother-in-law on trial.
Yeah, that's why.
So I said, okay, fine, I'll present the case for you.
What's
chicken.
Her, what's her complaint?
She gets so annoyed because her mother-in-law, you know, especially this time of year, will spoil the out-of-town grandkids way more than the grandkids that live around here.
Wow.
So she's putting her in the judgment zone. Is that jerk or justified? I mean, she says it's not even just discreetly spoiling. Totally all out, more gifts, more attention, more spoiling for the kids that come from out of town.
Huh.
Instead of her kids.
Instead of her own.
So, jerk or justified?
You know, I feel we're going to start getting calls now at 222-2899, 222-BUZZ. And I feel that most people are going to say, and I know you're going to gasp at this, but justified. Yeah.
How?
Because.
How is it justified?
Even, you know, what's the word for it? Equal, you know, treating everybody equal.
Yep.
Is all good.
Yep.
But you're not. If you don't see your grandkids once, twice a year, and you see the ones from out of town, and you see the ones from in town every Sunday for sauce, that's not equal. So you got to make up for it when you do see them.
I'm sorry.
I think it's justified.
Yeah, but okay. As a grown adult, that's hard to digest and that's hard to rationalize like that. Now put it in the perspective of the kid. So now her kids are thinking, oh my gosh, grandma doesn't love us as much. Look, when so-and-so, our cousins come from out of town, they get way more than we get. Does grandma love them more? That's how kids see it. Shame on grandma. Shame on her.
Let's just hope she gets run over by a reindeer.
You know, there's a lot of people who that song offends.
Hi to Buzz.
I would not make that reference.
Hi to Buzz, jerk or justified?
Oh, totally justified.
Yeah, I'm thinking so.
I've got 6 grandkids.
Uh-huh.
4 of them I see all the time. And 2 of them are out of town. I'd hardly get to see the 2 of them. So when they're in town, I spoil them rotten.
Do you know what that does to the grandkids that are in town? It screams, I don't love you as much because I'm too comfortable and used to you.
Don't fall for it.
I take you for granted.
I spoil them all year. So it just seems like I'm spoiling them more, but technically.
Yeah, you're banking the spoil.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. That's right.
But around the Christmas tree, you can't have a handful of the cousins open up a gajillion gifts, and then the kids who live here open up 1. That's just wrong.
Anyway, 222-BUZZ, how do you call it? Thank you. Jerk or justified?
Yeah, it's justified.
Yes, it is.
I'll tell you why. Well, there's a caveat. You know, if the grandparents don't do a lot with the kids that are close, then, you know, that's a different story. But if they're in their lives all the time and they only see the other ones once or twice a year,
Then
it's totally justified.
There you go. All right.
Okay.
Hi, the Buzz.
I'm going to play both sides. There's just to put a little light on this.
So uh-huh.
I all my nieces and nephews don't live here. So when I see them, I spoil them a little bit more than the ones that are here. You know,
yeah.
Down. I mean, I don't see them all year. They don't see me. I don't go out and do stuff with them. I don't go out and get ice cream and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
So you're saying it's justified.
So I say it's definitely justified. Deal with it.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for calling. Good morning. The Buzz. Jerk or
Good
justified?
Morning.
What do you think?
It is a jerk, Mo.
Oh, no.
Thank
How's
you.
That?
I grew up like that where my cousins got more. We weren't even out of town.
Mm-hmm.
And it hurt when I found out later they got more gifts at Christmas time, and that wasn't even in front of us. I could accept that, but now you're talking about in front of the other grandkids.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't care if they see the other ones all year round. The ones that are out of town don't get to see that. Why should you rub it in the kids that are around?
That's what it is. It really is rubbing
you can't
your nose
do that.
In it. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. Hi to Buzz, jerk or justified?
I'm going to go with jerk.
Oh, Ray,
Thank
what's up?
You.
How are you? Yeah, the reason I'm going with jerk is I understand why they're doing it. It's the blatantness of doing it in front of the other grandchildren. Other than that, I can understand, but to do it in front of them and make a child feel that they're less loved or less welcomed or less wanted, that's not a good thing to do because it does have an effect. People might not think so, but it does have an effect.
I love it. Now, we're still early in the trial, but you tied it up at this point.
Oh,
so
thanks,
this
man.
Is, like I said, this is going to be a close one.
All right, take it easy.
Bye. What's the difference like next Christmas, my two boys, 20 and 25, will be at the house, and baby Ellie, our newborn, is going to be about one, and she's going to get way more toys and stuff like that than my kids.
Well, your kids...
And they're both in town. All of them are in town.
Okay, but you have already said on the air a couple times that you love Ellie more.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You've already said it.
You're
so
right. Hi to Buzz, Jerk or Justin. We're tied, you said, Sandy?
At this point, yeah, this is a tight case.
All right, hi, what do you think, Jerk or Justified?
It's jerk move. I mean, you can't do that to the kids. They don't understand the reason, and they do feel it, you know. And to say deal with it, that's just wrong.
Yes, well, thank you.
Who said that? Nobody said deal
with
it.
No, the listener before her said
it. Oh, okay. Well, not the actual, not the plaintiff or the whatever.
No.
Yeah, the last dude did. Yeah. But, I mean, what they can do is maybe plan something with the kids all together and make them feel all in one and make them plan it. And make all the grandkids get together, but they have to be equal. So she's a jerk.
Everybody gets a Rubik's Cube. 222 Buzz.
The mother-in-law is a jerk, definitely, because you can't favor one grandchild over the other because it does really hurt their feelings, the ones who are here.
But even if they're out of town, they come in from Arizona once a year?
Still.
Well, you know what? That's the parents' fault or it's the grandmother's fault that she doesn't both see them.
You know what it also does, too? And I just thought of this when you were saying that. It, for me as the parent, now you're spoiling my brother more than me and my children. Like, I get protective. We all get protective over our kids. So now you're hurting me. Like, Ma, so you're rewarding my brother for moving away from you when I stayed close to you so I could take care of you, and now he's getting more than me? Yeah,
how's he getting more?
Yeah, because it's going to create tension within the family. So now I'm going to start hating my brother and my little nieces
and
nephews. Oh, my
God. All right. Oh, we're melting our little snowflakes. But the verdict is jerk.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.